Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
S-H-O-P, SHOP. Text that into 72881. And you, my friends, are in the running for $1,000 with the keyword to cash.
New poll out today asked which are the most politically divisive celebrities in the country. This is a weird one at the top.
Alec Baldwin.
No.
Oh.
Say it again.
Most politically divisive celebrities.
Okay, well, Roseanne.
Kanye West.
Roseanne would have to be up there.
No.
No?
No. This one is so strange.
I don't even know what her politics are. I
exactly.
can guess, but I... Oh.
It's so strange. So essentially what they did was they looked at people's views of celebrities, favorable versus unfavorable.
What?
And the spread is what they were looking at. 66% of Democrats like Beyonce. Closer to 0% of Republicans care about her at all.
Well, you know why. She's a black.
Anyway, so 66 points was the spread for Beyonce. On the next two, I don't think you'll be surprised on. Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh.
Well, who defined them as celebrities?
Well, they are celebrities, but that shouldn't count because they're political pundits.
Exactly. I agree with the same.
Somebody just wrote in, what about Sean Penn, Susan Sarandon, Tim Robbins?
Oh, there's some.
I mean,
sure.
Those are celebrities.
Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, all of those people.
Talking to his chair?
Yeah.
None of them even on the list.
By the way.
It's weird.
Very strange.
So we went to go see A Star is Born on Saturday night. I was telling Dana, there is and this was not in your previews when you went to go see A Star is Born?
I don't think so, because I'm fascinated by it.
Oh, my God. Rod, I don't know if you've seen the trailer for this new movie with Clint Eastwood called The Mule. All-star cast, first of all.
Produced and directed by Clint Eastwood.
I'm sure. But anyway, Rod, if you can look it up, maybe we could play just a little bit of it.
Yeah, do, because the film is based on a true story.
Clint Eastwood plays a character who, for whatever reason, ends up down on his luck. His house is being foreclosed on. And so what he ends up doing is running dope, cocaine, for these gangs.
Like he's an old guy mule.
Yeah, so... You know, he's the last guy you would think of. And the previews open up with him with his truck pulled over to the side of the road, and it's a truck with a cover top. Yeah, here it is. And the cops pull in behind him. He's checking his load.
Holy. That's a lot of cocaine.
Need help, sir?
Oh, officer, hi.
You need help?
No, I'm fine, thank you.
What do you got there?
Little pecans. I'm delivering pecans to my niece.
Pecans? Here.
Yeah, pecans. She makes the worst pecan pie you've ever tasted. I feel sorry for her husband, and I feel sorry for the pecans, too.
Then the drug dog goes crazy back in the cop car.
Come on. Family's the most important thing. Don't do what I did. I put work in front of family. I thought it was more important to be
somebody out there than the damn failure I was in my own home. I was a terrible father. Terrible husband. Knew my chance. I didn't deserve forgiveness. This is the last one. So help me God. This is the last one.
Yes, please.
Yeah, so it goes on, and then and here we see him.
Leo Sharp Scott was born in 1924, a World War II veteran and a great-grandfather. He had no criminal record. During the stop, the trooper says, are you carrying any weapons? Weapons at age 87? For what?
Hmm.
This
so it's a true story?
Is a true story. Happened
it's crazy.
In Detroit.
Yeah. So I look over at Kelly during the previews. Because, like, I'm sure you guys do this with Paul, and you do this with Chris, and Rod, you do it with Tabitha. During the previews, you guys kind of agree whether or not you're going to go see the movie that they're previewing. Everybody
that
looks
one
over.
Really stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you kind of look at each other and go, yeah or nah.
Yeah.
And so I look at her and I go, oh, hell's yes.
Clint Eastwood, Bradley Cooper, Lawrence Fishburne, Michael Pena, Diane West, and Andy Garcia.
Wow.
Yeah.
He drove around for 10 years. Undetected, and I'm going to show you a photo of the real Leo. I mean, who would suspect that guy? He looks like every old, like, Florida retiree you've ever seen in your life.
What's his last name?
Look up his picture, Kara. Last name is Leo. Where'd you go?
I don't know. We're just looking for a last name here.
Well, his drug name was Tata. So in the story, it keeps saying Tata. Wait, which in Spanish I think means
boobies.
No, does not mean boobies. It means like grandpa or grandfather, I think.
Yeah, but the word you're looking for is chichis.
Leo Sharp,
there it is.
Born in 1924.
Leo who?
Sharp.
Did he end up going to prison? Oh, don't ruin the movie.
I don't want to ruin the movie.
Wow.
Yeah, it's wow. It's, I think, one of the biggest...
Occupation, florist, drug mule for the Sinaloa cartel.
What? Veteran, florist, drug mule.
Hey, you got to make a living, man.
It was one of the biggest mule drug things ever in Detroit, it said. Like, one of the biggest things ever in that world. And the guy, I mean, is he still alive?
No, died in 2016.
Okay, God love him.
Did he die in prison?
I don't want to go there. But you would always say, Scott, do we give people leniency just for being old? I don't know.
He was released in 2015 after only serving a year in prison.
You just ruined the movie!
Well, it's Leo Sharp's story.
That's ruining the movie.
Now, wait. Would you let somebody go that was 24 years old and caught hauling cocaine for the cartel?
No.
Huh.
But because he's 91 and in declining health.
Yeah. Well,
to go home.
Gotta make ends meet somehow, Leo.
His name was Tata?
El Tata.
Yeah, El Tata. I think
oh,
it means...
Oh, the boobies.
No.
It does not mean the boobies.
It's not Tata's.
the boobie.
He's only one.
Oh, he's... like, oh,
so he's right or left? You don't know.
I see what kind of boobie he is. So he's the boobie.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He had a day lily farm in Indiana. Like, he is a flower grower person.
And he ran drugs for the
yes.
Tatas?
And who would have thought? That's probably why he went undetected
for so long. Did he run drugs for the Tatas or the Chi-Chis?
I don't know what it was.
Who did he run drugs for?
Can you imagine that being your grandpa?
Who?
You're like, grandpa?
Sinaloa?
Really?
Yes. Not the Chi-Chis or anything else.
Well, who are the Chi-Chis then?
Ask Rod.
Rod, who are the Chi-Chis? How'd they come into this story? Because he's Tata.
Well, you said you thought Tata's meant but that's not the term.
Somebody wants to know, did he run for the bodacious tatas?
You know,
the actual term is chichis, not tatas.
The interesting thing about the backstory, Kara, is going to be how at age 85 or whenever it started, let's say it started at age 80, how that relationship came to be formed.
Yes.
I mean, how does like an 80-year-old daylily flower guy even meet anyone be in a position to say, hey, you want to run drugs for us?
Well, based on the preview, his house was being foreclosed on. He had no money.
But you would still have to have the contact to have somebody say, is your guy.
How does an 80-year-old man get in contact with a drug cartel?
I mean, that's what to me is fascinating.
Yellow Pages?
Right.
Rod, they don't do that
anymore.
Oh, that's right. I guess you look it up online.
Do you get a Yellow Pages anymore?
I think I got one last year, and I threw it. I literally never took it out of the bag and just threw it in the recycle.
Yeah. I called a few years ago and said, please stop sending in triplicate, like the Johnson County pages, the business. You know, I was getting all of these. And I called. I don't remember where, but I found a number and said, please stop. And they did.
Yeah, the Yellow Pages are going to be like the Sears of that industry. I mean, they're going down. I mean, give me a break.
When was the last time you looked up anything that wasn't on your phone?
Years.
Yeah.
You know who's not on my phone?
Me.
Yeah, what happened with that?
So I see this post on Facebook yesterday, and I'm like, oh, this could be a topic for these two. And so I send it to Dana. She responds back with, hi, who is this, please? And I'm like, what?
Who is?
And then, Rod, she sends me a photo of her face doing this. What? Like, it was like one of those faces. It was so funny. I start laughing. I got a new phone. And, you know, it's always awkward when you get a new phone and you don't know who, like, and for some reason, all of my other contacts switched over.
Except me.
Except Kara Marxer.
Yeah, sure.
I'm telling you.
The old, I got a new phone.
I now know what Ketz feels like when he got deleted from her Facebook friends. Like, I understand.
It must be a bug. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But you're back in. You're back in, girl.
The old, I got a new phone and you just didn't make it over.
She's like sending me like the contact. Look, it's just your phone number.
Mm-hmm.
You're back in.
Usually that's what happens and what it looks like when you get deleted.
I know. Broke my heart.
Why did you delete Kara
Marks? I did not delete her. She's in there. It's just a number. It's so
Kara
weird.
Kara,
why did you get deleted?
She knows what she did.
It was seriously the weirdest.
Did that hurt your feelings?
Well, I was literally like, what?
I'm going to be honest.
Look at her face.
It's so awesome. There are a handful of people that I guess I kind of know, but don't know enough to give them like a name in my phone. And then every blue moon,
they'll
get
a text. Mm-hmm.
And so then you have to play that game.
Like, I'm going to pretend like I know who this is.
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, so true, bro.
LOL.
LOL. And then you're hoping for like the next text so you can figure out who it is.
Right. Remind me again where you live.
Remind me again who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I put her in here as Kara Marxer for reals with a Z. Now you're in, girl. You're in. Hey, Volkswagen Elise Summit knows you hate paying taxes. Who loves paying taxes? They know you don't want to pay taxes. They're going to help you out a little bit and pay your tax. All this month, they will axe your tax when you buy any new or used Volkswagen from Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. Pay zero sales tax all month long. They're going to pay your sales tax for you when you buy any new or used Volkswagen from Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. And man, do they have a huge selection. New cars, used cars, and all makes and models, and hands down, the best warranty on the market today. That is a 72,000-mile bumper-to-bumper transferable warranty on those new VWs. Go in and ask to see Dana's car, that Atlas. Man, I love that Atlas. Go in to see the Atlas. You'll get up to $5,000 off MSRP right now on that Atlas. And then on top of that, they'll pay your sales tax for you. Get into Volkswagen Lee Summit off I-470 and Colburn Road or go to VWLeeSummit.com, VWLeeSummit.com.
story here from the Kansas City Star. Four transgender individuals born in Kansas have filed a lawsuit against the state today for refusing to change their sex that is listed on their birth certificates.
And not for the reason you think. If you're thinking this is about transgender issues or sexual identity, it really isn't. Keep reading and I'm going to tell you why.
Okay. The lawsuit filed with the U.S. District Court in KCK is asking the court to declare the state's policy unconstitutional and bar the state from enforcing it. Plaintiffs argue that it violates the 14th Amendment's promise of equal protection and due process under the law. According to the lawsuit, 47 other states, the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, allow for changing birth certificates to reflect one's gender identity, but Kansas, Ohio, and Tennessee do not. The suit says Kansas does, however, allow residents to change their driver's licenses and state ID cards. Birth certificates, though, are often used to prove citizenship, determine employment eligibility, obtain other forms of identification, blah, blah, blah. Put simply, the lawsuit says, all people need access to a birth certificate that accurately reflects their identity. Where do you want me to keep going?
Read about the employment issue that has come up for one of the plaintiffs in this case. It is incredibly interesting.
For example, Ms. Foster has been required to present her birth certificate during the job application process. Because her birth certificate inaccurately states that she is male, providing this document has led directly to Ms. Foster being outed as transgender and subsequently treated suspiciously and disrespectfully by prospective employers.
There it is. You can say all kinds of things legally about transgender rights, and we've had those conversations on this show before. This is the first time I have heard a legal argument about civil rights that I think will hold up all day long in court, and here's why. You do have the right in America not to be discriminated against in employment under certain categories, okay? Kansas's law with respect to your birth certificate and refusing to change it once you have completely transitioned, Scott, as an adult, ends up outing people about their personal, I would argue, health history when they don't want that information disclosed. I look at this pretty much like any federal HIPAA violation. You are required to give your birth certificate, Scott, to Intercom when you come here for a job, okay? You were born, let's say for the sake of argument, a woman, and now you identify as a man. You don't want your boss to know that. You don't want anyone around you to know that. And if they looked at you, they wouldn't be able to tell. In the state of Kansas, by them saying you will not be allowed legally to change that birth certificate, they are, in essence, outing your personal, health, private, sexual information without your consent. That's where they're going to lose this case. It's not because I don't want people to know, which is harder to prove in court. Why do you have the right to do that? It's not because it's this or that, or this is why it's wrong. Just look at this like a health issue. You are outing people's private health information without their consent based on what's on that birth certificate. It's illegal. It's against federal law. They will win this lawsuit based on this very unique argument about the birth certificate.
576-7798. 576-7798 to the newsroom and Kara Markser.
Blue cases are on the rise. More next.
Hey, it's Scott Parks. Are you embarrassed to smile? Do you cover your mouth when you laugh? Don't go another day being unhappy with your smile. Dr. Ross Headley at Casey Smile can change all of that for you. For the past 23 years, Dr. Headley has done incredible transformations for people who are unhappy with their smiles. Dr. Headley is the only accredited member of the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry in the entire state of Kansas. When I visited Casey Smile, I saw a book that was filled with before and after photos of patients whose lives have been changed because now they can smile with confidence. Dr. Headley has patients come in from all over the country. Your free consultation includes digital imaging that will show you how your smile will look after having the dental procedure. This is a pain-free process. Most smile makeovers completed in 2 appointments over a period of only 3 weeks. Enhance your life with a beautiful new smile. Check out kcsmile.com and see for yourself. That's kcsmile.com.
4:30 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. The CDC says flu season is off to an early start, with most of the country already seeing sporadic activity. Doctors are reminding everyone to get your flu shots early, especially if you have any interactions with babies or young children or elderly adults. President Trump and the First Lady are visiting devastated areas in Florida and Georgia today.
Hard to believe. I've seen pictures, but it's hard to believe when you're above it in a plane and to see the total devastation. You see no houses left. Not even the pads are left. It's incredible.
At least 18 people have been confirmed dead from the storm. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Record low this morning and a record snowfall, earliest has ever been recorded in Kansas City. So tonight's going to be another chilly one, even this evening, falling through the low 40s down to 35 by midnight. Mostly clear skies. By tomorrow morning, freeze, 30. Afternoon high with plenty of sunshine on Tuesday. Still chilly. Our normal high, 67. We stay at about 59 for the high. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
45 right now at KCI. It's 46 in Blue Springs, 45 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Marks, our News 98.1 KMBZ.
If I must be honest, and I try to be, the whole transgender thing. Like, we have this lawsuit that we're talking about in Kansas, where these people, there's four of them, are trying to get something fixed in regards to how birth certificates are reflected in the state of Kansas. Kansas being one of three states, Ohio and Tennessee being the other two, that do not allow you to change your gender on your birth certificate. And I've long been conflicted about the transgender movement.
That's not what this conversation's about.
Well, then what is it about?
Whether you agree or understand it or don't, it has nothing to do with that. This is about the state in the way it processes your state-issued paperwork, inadvertently, as it may be, outing your personal background, private health information. If you just look at it like that, Scott, if you are walking into a job in corporate America and you have been living your life as a male for the last 15 years,
all right,
you were born female, but you are living your life, your true life as a male.
All right.
You don't want to walk in the door with your resume having them go, dude, your birth certificate says you're a girl. You don't want that right out of the gate when you are trying to secure employment.
Well, but then,
and I would argue it's not your employer's business, and I would argue it's not the state's business.
Well, first of all, let me ask one question and then propose a solution. When have you ever had to hand over your birth certificate to a prospective employer?
Well, this woman did, and it outed her.
Well, I understand, but I don't think that's a common practice, number one. Number two, if it is a problem, why don't we just ban employers from asking for birth certificates? That would solve the problem right there, wouldn't
it? My guess is, in many fields, it is required.
I would bet in most fields it is not.
Any public safety field, Scott, it's going to be required.
You would have to hand over a birth certificate?
I bet any government job, I bet. If you're a police officer, write in, let me know. I'm guessing in certain public safety jobs, you have to have that.
Have you ever had to hand one over?
I've only worked in 2 places. Well, I guess 3. No. I don't think so.
When was the last time you had to hand anybody your birth certificate?
Okay, to go to college.
You
There's
did?
One. Yeah.
You did?
Oh, well, we just went through it with Jack, yeah.
Okay. You had to provide the birth certificate.
You know, immunization records and that kind of stuff for anything that you would need to do.
Then why don't what?
Anybody that needs for volunteer work, if you have
a
to
birth
provide
certificate? Come on.
I think you'd be surprised.
I think you're a problem looking, or you're a solution looking for a problem.
No, the problem has landed on the doorstep of these four Kansans, and they're saying this is a problem. Change it. Change it for us.
Make it illegal for an employer to ask for a birth certificate.
I don't think you can do that. What if you want to work for the CIA? You don't think they want to see a birth certificate?
I don't know, Dana. Honest to God, I think it's a solution looking for a problem.
Why not just change it? If this woman has been living as a woman, she is a transgender woman. She has been living as a woman for 20 years.
Can you change anything else on your birth certificate?
Just change the birth certificate.
Can you change anything else on your birth certificate? Mm. You were born a man. You were born a woman.
There's nothing else on your birth certificate that would reveal private information about you that you would not want an employer to know.
Unless
necessarily.
Unless you're Rachel Dolezal.
You are not black, Rachel.
I don't see the problem.
There's four people in this case.
Holy crap, in a state of 2.5 million.
But if it's affected four.
Then just make it illegal to ask for the birth certificate for
employment. They're not going
to
do that. I'm telling you, for public jobs, they're not going to do that.
Okay.
Now, for this job, yeah. Did they want to see your birth certificate to work here? I'm guessing no. Is there no job you can think of where you would have to prove age? That's why I'm saying firefighters and police, they want to know how old you are because you age out of some of those professions.
My age, if I'm not mistaken, is on my driver's license.
All right.
My age is on my passport. I've never, honest to God.
Do you even know where your birth certificate is?
I was just about to say that. I'm sure I have it in the house somewhere. I have no idea where my birth certificate is. I know what room it would be in. It would be in my laundry room because that's where all the cabinets are. I have like way too many cabinets in my laundry room. So I'm sure it's in a box somewhere in the laundry room. And if somebody said, I need your birth certificate, I would go find it. It would take forever, but I would find it.
It would probably be quicker to go to Topeka and get a copy.
Or
honestly.
Fort Benning, Georgia.
Yeah. What employers ask? I'm looking it up for your birth certificate. You have to have it when you go through schooling. I know that. Every dang time I turn around, somebody's wanting to see one of the kids' birth certificates for something.
Somebody says, typically a birth certificate is used as a proof of citizenship. That's true. When you first get your passport, that is true. But when you renew your passport, you send your old one in with your new application, and then they send it back. They punch a hole in your old passport so you can't use it anymore, and it comes back with your new passport. Bartender?
Okay, I know what you're not thinking of. This is an older legal story from 2017, okay? Companies are doing this to verify your spouse's and your dependent's status, okay? They're doing it with birth and marriage certificates and tax return pages to purge ineligible people from health insurance roles. Think about it. Follow the money. They're not going to want to necessarily see your birth certificate for, you know, prove to me that you're a man or a woman or that you were born in this year. They want to know the people that the company is covering with health insurance benefits are actually eligible to be covered.
Rod's out of the room, so line three, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, this is Glenn.
Hi, go ahead.
Well, I know I had to turn my birth certificate in to get my job as law enforcement, but since Kansas has switched to the Real ID, for most employers, I feel like that should work for proof of residence and residency.
Yeah. But do you think for most law enforcement, and I would throw in other public safety people, do you think for most they require the birth certificate?
For most public safety, they probably would, but the transgender population still has the protections from the anti-discrimination laws. So instead of changing the other laws to fix a problem that's already addressed, I think they should just enforce the discrimination laws and go after those employers.
On what grounds would transgendered people have in regards to anti-discrimination? Are you arguing for sexual orientation?
For sexual orientation?
I don't think that's a federally protected class.
Oh, I do.
It is not. It is not federally protected. Let me look it up right now. Google federally protected classes. Sexual orientation is not one of them yet.
There is no federal statute addressing employment discrimination based on sexual orientation.
That's right.
Protections at the national level are limited. Some regulations protect government employees. That's what I was asking about. I think that's what he was asking about.
I understand.
If you're working for a police department, their rules are more stringent than yours or mine.
But I understand your point. However, sexual orientation is not a protected class in every state.
20 states, including the D.C., Guam, and Puerto Rico, have statutes that protect
Kansas does not.
Both sexual orientation and gender identity discrimination.
Kansas does not.
I don't see. Let me look and see if Missouri's on here.
I don't believe it is either.
Okay, so that even bolsters the argument that you should, if you are the state of Kansas, change their identity. Because you can be discriminated against when you bring in that application with your birth certificate and your boss looks at it and goes, and your boss is a homophobe, looks at that and goes, why does your birth certificate say you're female, but John, who just walked into my office, is male? There's no protection for discrimination.
That is correct.
This is just bolsters the argument that these people should be allowed to change that box on their certificate. Missouri is not listed here.
No, it's not. You're not a federally or state protected class.
If you doesn't mean they shouldn't change the birth certificate for them. It doesn't.
If your boss, prospective boss, is a homophobe, if his gaydar is not going off on you anyway when you walk in that office, you're not doing it right.
You're not justifying this, are you?
I'm not justifying it at all. What I'm saying is, you know,
Scott, it's not like we're asking them to change the name of your father or change the date of your birth to make you older or younger. They're not asking change the hospital where I was born. They're not asking to change those things. They're asking to change the certificate today to reflect my gender.
They're asking me to change today what I feel like now as opposed to what I was when I was born. It is a birth certificate, which is why it should be illegal to even ask for a birth certificate in the first place. You cannot change what you were. You can change what you are.
Okay. I can see that argument. You can't change what you were. You can change what you are.
Right.
Update the paperwork to reflect what you are.
That's not what you were. Do you see my point? You were born a boy. I understand that in your mind, and you know, I consider transgenderism like I consider homosexuality. It's a normal abnormality, okay? That's the way I look at homosexuality, a normal abnormality, if that makes any sense. But you can't go back and just change paperwork to say, well, you know, now that I'm 25 years old, I feel like I need a blank, but I was born with a blank.
Well, somebody did just write in, it is a birth certificate.
That's right.
Underline the word birth. I still think there is the slightest...
That's the point that I'm trying to make.
...window that has opened here with a good, solid legal argument that in giving a birth certificate to an employer that does not reflect your gender today... You are giving away health information about me that I don't want out there.
It's not a rebirth certificate. It is a birth certificate. What were you when you were... I'm not a homophobe, and I'm not opposed to people who are gay. I have no problem with people, and not necessarily everybody who's transgender is gay, by the way. However, what were you born as? Where were you born? Who were your parents? What race were you? How much did you weigh? That is your birth. What hospital were you born in? You can't change these things.
I want to know in this lawsuit where she applied, where any of these folks applied, that asked, give me your birth certificate. Somebody just wrote in, it's not legal to ask. Well, the heck it isn't. Companies are doing it.
Well, I don't know.
The lawsuit isn't about whether or not it's legal to ask. The lawsuit is about whether or not the state of Kansas should just check that box and change it to update their status.
Okay. 576-7798.
Hey, call my folks at Seal Once KC before winter actually arrives on our doorstep here. Have them come out and clean and seal and protect all of those outdoor areas of your home. They'll do your deck, your driveway, your patio, your fence. That's a big one if you've got a big privacy fence. Have them come out and seal that before winter gets here. And then once it really gets cold, move inside. Have them come and do your cracked and stained garage floor, your cracked and stained basement floor. They will put down that permanent polymer decorative coating. It looks amazing. It is so easy to keep clean. Non-slip texture, comes in a variety of great colors. Call them now, 816-942-3927 to get on the schedule. For your free estimate, 816-942-3927. Mention Dana and get that 20% discount. Remember, with Seal Once, you seal it and forget it. Go to sealoncekc.com.
Loud thunder, heavy rain, thin line between joy and pain. It's a long,
Sheila
strange
Stephanie,
trip,
hang tight.
It's all insane.
You know, I got to thinking during the break. Never gonna be the same. These four people who are trying to get the law changed so that they can change their birth certificates in the state of Kansas to reflect the gender that they feel that they are now would have to go a step further. You would have to change your name.
Someone on the text line brought up a great point. So if you were given the name as a baby girl, if you were given the name
Amber Johnson
or Penelope,
okay,
you know,
very feminine
Elizabeth,
name.
Okay?
Right.
The texter has a good point that not only would you have to change if you are living life as a male today, you would have to change the female mailbox to male. But it also is going to show you, as a baby, you were born Elizabeth Marie Smith.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great point on the text line. The name has to be changed, too.
You would have to change everything. And I go back to the point, this is a birth certificate. You were born as Dana Leanne Wright. Am I correct?
You are correct in that my birth certificate today does not say Ketz on it.
What is your name right now?
Dana Ketz.
Okay. Have you gone back to fix your birth certificate? Because that is your name now.
I did not.
Your name now is Dana Wright Ketz, correct?
I did not.
But why haven't you gone back? Because it doesn't reflect who you are now today.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. It's a good point.
And what if you were born with a name you didn't like? Just, you weren't born with a body part you didn't like. You were born with a name you didn't like.
Right. Can you go back and change
it? Can you go back and change it? Rufus?
Rufus.
Sheila in Pleasant Valley. Hello, Sheila.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi, y'all.
Hi.
I call you like every day and you put me through. I appreciate it.
Go ahead.
Okay. I was born with a different last name.
Okay.
And I was born in Branson, Missouri. And my stepfather adopted me at 9. And they took my father completely off of my birth certificate and put my stepfather's name there.
Really?
And changed the spelling of my first name when I was 9 because they thought they were spelling it wrong. So my first name is S-H-I-E-L-A.
Oh.
So they changed your birth certificate?
Shiela?
They did.
Shiela?
See, then if they changed...
A lot of people call me that.
But Sheila, if they changed yours because you did not identify with your father at birth, then why should they not change some? If they can change it, Scott, then change it.
I totally agree with that. I did identify with my father, but he signed over his parental rights.
Okay.
And wait. So they changed the father on your birth certificate?
They did.
With all due respect,
Sean, I know it makes no sense.
That doesn't make any.
And I looked for my father for 30 years, and just
your birth father is your birth father, whether that
you
is
want it to be or not.
That's right.
One would think, yes,
yeah.
But my birth certificate says it's someone else.
Well, and see, you were in the state of Kansas, Sheila.
I'm opposed to this.
I was born in Branson, Missouri.
So maybe Missouri law is different. Sheila, thank you for the call. It's fascinating.
Sheila, thank you.
Thank you.
But Scott, listen. There are times where they will say to the mother, who is the father? I'm here. I just had a baby. Who is the father?
Right.
You can leave it blank. You could make up some name. Could you not just make up something? The father is Scott M. Parks. Doesn't make it so, but if they fill out the paperwork and send it to the state that that's your name.
Let's get to the newsroom. Your keyword to cash this hour is, why do they do this to us? Align, A-L-I-G-N, Align, A-L-I-G-N. Text that into 72881. You're in the running for $1,000. Align, 72881. Newsroom, Kara Markser.
Happening now on KMBZ, a hazmat situation downtown. More next.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.